That was original music, made just for this.
Welcome back to the second portion of episode 12 of the Grandcast. I'm your host, Chris, and here tonight, it is actually tonight now, it's no longer dusky out.
It's pitch black out there.
Yeah, with my guest, Aaron Betka. Thank you so much again for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Getting into some mini segments. So first off, I want to update everybody on the intern situation. I have hired one intern, Robert. He's here now helping out with the recording. Thank you for joining the team, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for being here.
And I have a few more interviews this week and next week. Based on the suggestion from Kristen, I'm trying to get a senior. Not a college senior, a senior citizen. Hmm. They have a lot of free time. So I put up some flyers at the Adult Education Community Center. And I've been getting a lot of emails from Hotmail and AOL addresses. But I think that's a good thing. They're early adopters. Mm-hmm. And they stick with things.
Yeah, at least they're online.
Yeah.
As they say.
I have been getting a little bit of postal mail, which is really weird. Mm-hmm. But
it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like getting a phone call for millennials. Mm-mm. Yeah.
I haven't got a phone call in 5 years on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, who wants that? So I'll be looking to have the second intern probably manage the website and the social media. And as was suggested earlier, take notes. Maybe someone with some stenography skills. Mm-hmm. And possibly bake cookies. Because grandparents like to bake.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with the interns right now.
They sound pretty fantastic. Well.
The jury's out.
Yeah. Don't, I mean, Bob's just been sitting here this whole time. And yeah. I can't wait for the senior citizen that you have coming.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I had hired one intern, Jim, but he called in sick on his first day. Ridiculous.
But at least he made an effort. Some people won't even do that.
He made an effort or I made?
No, he did. I'm an optimist, so he woke up that morning and said.
He called at
and
least.
I quote, yeah, I mean, and I quote yeah. In his head, do I not go in at all and don't say anything? Hmm. Or do I not go in at all and say something? And if you see something, you say something. And yeah. He saw a day off.
I hadn't looked at it from that perspective before.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This next segment is called Read Me Song Lyrics.
Right.
So I have printed off some lyrics here. If you could read them to me in the style of spoken word poetry, please.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you about how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground where I'm sorry, I'm going to redo that stanza. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground was where I spent most of my days. Chillin', out maxin', relaxin', all cool. and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss, mwah, and then gave me a ticket. I put my Walkman on and I said, "I might as well kick it." First class. Yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass? Is this what the people of Bel Air live in like? This might be all right. But wait. I hear they're prissy. Bourgeois. All that. Is this a type of place that they just send this cool cat? I don't think so. I'll see when I get there. I hope they're prepared for the Prince of Bel Air. Well, the plane landed. And when I came out, there was a dude who looked like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested. I just got here. I sprang with a quickness like lightning. Disappeared. I whistled for the cab, and when it came near, the license plate said "Fresh." And it had a dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare. I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home to Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home. Smell you later." I looked at my kingdom. I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was inspired by my best friend, Rachel Gleason, who's a spoken word artist. You can catch her and Fable the Poet and Foster the Co-Pilot all at Stella's Lounge on Mondays for the Drunken Retort. You've been there. I've seen you there.
I've been there.
I've seen your face.
Starts at 8?
Starts at 8. Ends never, right? It's an ongoing party there. That was actually one of my first... I moved to Grand Rapids in a relationship. And when I was single, that was one of the first things I did. And kind of changed my perception of modern Grand Rapids. So check out the Drunken Retort. You get spoken word, you get music, you get comedy, you get the best of all worlds there.
Except drink specials,
right? And they actually, so I run comm from, well, it's 7 to 8, and then 8 to 9 is the jam, and then retort starts, you know, between 8:30 and 9, usually after 9, but it's nice to, you can go to both, folks.
Yep. There's often a caravan of people going from calm to Drunken Retort.
Yep.
So this next segment is a brand new one. I haven't tried this before. So we'll see how it goes. Maybe it'll be a regular on the next season of The Grandcast.
I don't know, I hope I do it justice. What is it?
It is called Improv Scene Suggestion Suggestions.
Okay.
So if you could please give me a suggestion for a location.
Okay. A giant's castle in the clouds.
Please give me a suggestion for a location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
A Habitat for Humanity construction site. Just starting.
A noun.
Banjo.
A verb.
Jump.
An occupation.
A prosthetics engineer.
A letter of the alphabet.
A. No one ever says A.
It's too easy.
It is, but underrated.
A relationship between two people.
Puppeteer and puppet.
A word. Any word.
Starvation.
The last thing you paid money for.
Beer.
A genre of movie.
Bromance.
An emotion.
Melancholy.
The first line of dialogue.
Hey, you're not my dad.
A page number.
47.
A place you might go on a first date.
To the Tigers game.
A place you might go on vacation.
To the Tigers game.
A problem.
A rat in the kitchen.
An animal.
A small minx.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
A dime bag.
A color.
Iridescent purple blue car color. You know the type.
Like the one that looks different from different angles.
Yeah, and you're like, how did, why though?
It looks cool.
It does, but how and why?
Science.
Nailed it.
The last thing you ate.
That's a good one. Tuna packet. A packet of tuna.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Who took my last packet of tuna?
Something you are scared of.
That I won't be part of the revolution.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
Revolution Part 2. You're a part of it.
If Mayor Bliss instated a Grand Rapids purge night, the first thing I would do is...
Protect Mayor Bliss. With every piece of armor I have. And also Jenna and my dog Marley.
Do you keep a stock of armor?
Yeah, that's me here nor there, though.
Oh. Finally, I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
Dance.
How was that for you?
That was fantastic.
Would you like to see that in future episodes of...
No, Grand but Games? I'd like to hear it.
I see. Oh, I hear what you did
there. Well, thanks for learning from that.
I'm a quick learner.
Hear that.
Yeah. The next segment is called Guess My Number.
All right.
So I'm thinking of a number greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. You get one chance to guess it.
1.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
God, see, A's and 1's are so overlooked. When are you ever going to pick an A or a 1? Unless it's with steak.
With what?
Steak.
Oh. Yeah. The sauce.
Yeah.
That's a good sauce.
It is, actually.
Bad steak.
Oof.
Because well-cooked. Properly cooked steak? Steak. Not well-cooked, because well-cooked is bad steak.
You know
steak.
The saying, but... Properly cooked steak.
Needs no sauces.
Need no sauces. That's right. That's right.
Words of wisdom to live by.
Confucius.
That was Confucius.
I know.
That reminds me of high school. I remember... The first time I ever learned of Confucius, It was a little wisdom that man who goes through turnstile sideways going to Bangkok.
And I get it. And it's a pun, so I appreciate it.
It would depend on the direction that he's turned. It was high school, so I wasn't very critical of the humor of the ages.
I like it.
Can't wait to I like it less it. Now that I've said it out loud.
Well, and now you don't edit, so it's...
That's there. It's there. It's in the ether. Sorry about that, Josh. This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for... You're welcome, Josh.
Okay, I like Josh Heller.
Oh, I love
like,
Josh
I just want to...
capital, cursive,
record
bold,
that.
L.
Yeah, I want to record that on every piece of literature that I do verbally. Let it be known that I like Josh Heller.
Just like? No pressure, but...
Yeah. If we were in grade school, I would give him a Valentine's, but I would... think about which one I gave him.
Ooh.
But I would do that with a few other people. You know, some of, like, I think about the ones that are the best and I give them to the best people. And then I'll, like, you know, write others because they need love too. But Josh, I would think about your Valentine. And I just want you to know that.
If you were giving him a Power Ranger Valentine.
Sure.
What color would it be?
Well, it would definitely be the, it would be all of them together, and it would say, we can do it together, be my Valentine. Not do it together, but like fight crime. We could fight.
In the elementary school sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a beautiful sentiment.
Yeah.
So if you could please improvise a radio ad for the fuse box and then ring the bell when you've completed.
Sure. It's a performance space, it's a place for you. It has some lights and it has a door too. You can get in if you want to do anything artsy and fun. Fusebox is number one. Try Fusebox today. You can rent it daily, on the weekday or the weekend. And... it's good for you, too. Just check out this testament. I used Fusebox 3 months ago for a birthday party I threw. It was the best gala. It was the talk of the town, and all everyone went entertaining, fun. Oh, that's right, folks. And if you use a Fusebox today, you can use a Fusebox tomorrow. Because it depends on you. We now return to your normal scheduled programming.
This next segment is called Affirmation. So, Aaron, you are an incredible comedian and an inspiration. The rippling effects of your impact on the people around you will change the world for the better for the rest of time. Thank you so much for creating such an open and welcoming community.
Thank you for reading what I wrote.
You're welcome. This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood, other than flying around in a go-kart parachute device?
The trees and rippling creek in my backyard. And the rope that I used to traverse them. And the National Geographic backpack I kept the rope in.
Thank you. This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
The comedy project. Happening, that's continuing to happen and will happen, and the construction and design and creation of that and being a part of it.
Are they trying to open this year?
They are working on a timeline. I would also like to in the future inspire more children and hopefully my own.
Nice. This segment is called Plug Your Social Media in Upcoming Events. So if you have any social media accounts or upcoming events, such as the Funny Girls and Ginger Ambrosia show at the Fuse Box, March 29th at 8 p.m., which is $10, only $10 for both of those fabulous acts.
That's right. Yeah, so March Madness, as you said, Chris, is on the 29th of this month. It's $10, but it's also a BYOB event. So
stands for
Build Your Own Basket.
Oh.
So we'll be doing weaving lessons before and after the show.
Like wicker weaving or...
And if you're more advanced, you can go with wicker. We're starting with something really easy.
Something more supple?
Yeah, yeah. It's a faux wood. It's kind of a polyamor wood. Hmm. Polyamorous kind of wood. And it's but it's easy to work with. So it's BYOB, you know. And at the Fuse Box, 8 o'clock, doors open at 7:30. We'll have a punch available there, you know, if you want a good smack in the face.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's included in the entry.
Yeah.
Huh. Is it, like, scheduled, or is it just spontaneous?
Just anytime we, you know, want, it's only one, but when you want to walk in, we'll give you a good punch.
I have to wear my contacts for that one.
Yeah. No, but our one of our funny girls, Megan, is a bartender and a brilliant one at that, and is creating a mint mojito madness for purchase there, for donation.
What's in a mojito? It's like rum and mint.
Mint and lime.
Bitters? Are there
probably? I bet the lime makes it bitter.
Lime.
It's
soda water?
It's the idea is mint and lime. And that's probably why my mojitos are awful, because all I do is cut a lime in half and put a mint leaf on it and then bite into it, and I don't get why people like it. But I'm sure ours will be better.
I've had some good times on mojitos back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had tequila in college, and that's why I don't drink tequila anymore.
I had the same experience with Captain Morgan's.
Oh, yeah.
I mixed it with Pepsi Vanilla when that was a thing. And then I played soccer, and then I was ill, I suppose.
You played a soccer game?
I tried outside of a dorm in East Lansing.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was not a fun night.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun up until a point,
and then
I never enjoyed the scent of Captain Morgan's ever again.
I think that with spiced rum and like flavored vodka, that the residual sugars are so much that we used to make at Aquinas Kentucky motherfuckers, and I can say that on this show. So you would take a packet of Kool-Aid, any flavor. I would always use blue raspberry lemonade because duh. And then instead of putting sugar in there, you put a 2 liter of Mountain Dew, and then you add a fifth of cheap vodka. And you can't taste the vodka because the concentrated Kool-Aid takes care of that, and then the sugar rush comes from. But it was so sweet, and you would, you know, shit blue for days.
Hangover.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're yep. So
I had a
stick with beer.
Concoction called Mountain of Death.
Oh God, sounds worse.
I was out of a gas can again in East Lansing.
You drank straight gasoline?
No, it was vodka and Mountain Dew and something. I don't know. But
I hope they bought the gas can just for that and not reused.
I really don't know.
If you can't remember, they probably reused.
They had painted it green, so.
Fair.
Yeah. Halloween, you know? What are you going to do?
What's my favorite holiday?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be my favorite holiday. Until I thought more about...
Until gas can?
No. Long after that. Just how much it revolves around consumption of candy and alcohol. And buying, like, plastic costumes from China that you just throw out.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just... The whole thing was extremely selfish. And it's fun. And you only live once. And... Like, you don't know if there's anything afterwards, so there's this huge desire to enjoy the time that you have while you have it.
Yeah.
Even if it comes at the expense of utilizing your resources for
one
unselfish
night.
Things.
Let me just say my piece, because that makes a lot of sense, and that's part of Halloween that I can agree with. I do not enjoy that. Commercialism of it, commercialization of it.
It is good for the economy.
When you buy, like, you know, homemade, like, already made costumes, and they're in plastic bag, and you buy, like, this candy and this and that, whatever. But, like, my best Halloweens from when I was a kid to now are. My mom's best friend gave 3 pennies to neighbor kids, but gave 25, gave a quarter to us when we were young. So, like, that was the best Halloween thing. I didn't care about the candy. I got a quarter. But my mom would make costumes for us, and we would make our own costumes. And I still, like, Jenna and I will sit on Halloween, and she loves watching, like, The Shining and the Halloween Town movies. Like, she has some classic movies she watches, and I love watching them too. So we'll watch movies, and we make our own costumes. And as, like, theater people, it's the one night a year that I can wear a costume outside of the theater and not look weird. So, yeah, I get pretty turnt. I like to go out, and I like to drink. But for me, it's not about consumption. It's about creation, and seeing other people who I don't see in the theater dressed up, seeing them and their creation. Because most of my friends will, like, pull from their closet or pull from Goodwill or whatever they have. And so that I like that about Halloween. I don't like the what you've stated about it, though. Yeah. But this year, I'm going to invite you to one of my Halloween parties, and it will be fun.
Oh, it's always fun. I just feel more guilty about it as I get older.
Yeah, I get
which
that.
Which is most things in life.
Yeah. That's understandable. Yeah, I can't wait to make costumes for my kids, too, because until they're, like, you know, an older age, they can't choose what they're going to be. I'm going to choose it for them. Like, I'm going to cut it probably off at 18 years old.
Mandatory costumes.
Yeah, before that, I'm choosing it and I'm designing it, and you're going to go trick-or-treating.
Or else.
Or else.
And this next segment, which would normally be the last segment, but we have an additional segment after this, especially for this episode.
Season finale.
But this one is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Find balance in as much as you create. Also watch people create, as much as you speak, listen as much as you doubt yourself, congratulate yourself. And know that the Grand Rapids community has just begun and you're a part of it. That's cool.
Very cool. The final segment, cliffhanger.
I have a note too. I'm so excited.
Please.
Okay. There is a huge announcement, and this isn't just for, you know, this podcast. It's not just between you and me, Chris. And it's not between you and me, listeners. It's not even just between, you know, the Grand Rapids comedy community. And it's not just in Grand Rapids. There's something that's happening in May. And I have three words to describe it. Fireworks, plasma, and skunk. And if you can solve that problem, Grand Rapids, before May, congratulations, you get it. You're on board. You're there. And if you don't understand those three words, this puzzle, I can't wait to see you in May.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being here tonight, Aaron. It has been an absolute pleasure.
It's been fun for me too.
What a great way to close out the season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I'm glad to, you know, very proud to be a part of this community.
Me too. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed the first season of the Grand Cast. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode. Thanks for listening.
Eyes in the sky, gazing far into the night. I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light we'll be right back. into the night. I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through?